What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, November 14th, 2019. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations here. Well, obviously, you know, the big news continues to be the impeachment circus. And I noticed today that most of the news networks weren't giving this continuous coverage, and it may be because nobody's watching, or it may be that there were so many embarrassments yesterday that they just wanted to go with carefully selected excerpts that push the Trump bad, Democrats good message. But except for C-SPAN, the coverage was actually kind of limited, which in a way is kind of good because it's boring. It's already boring to watch what's going on here. And Paul Craig Roberts is out there and just say, this is all fake. The media are all out to get Trump. There's no way to get any valid information about the so-called impeachment. You don't have to pay too much attention to notice the Democrats and the prostitutes and correspondents are constantly changing the focus. The alleged whistleblower, who only had hearsay information, if that, has now sort of been let go. He's dropped out of the picture and he was compromised. And so now they're out there fishing for something else. Nancy Pelosi was on TV a little earlier today saying that, well, you know, we shouldn't take, you know, the requirements for impeachment literally from the Constitution because they've all taken an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And so now the new message is that somehow or other, President Trump is an enemy of the Constitution. That's their latest spin. Even CNN agreed that Schiff bombed. Neither witness had direct contact with President Trump. Yes, that is a problem. Now, the top Democrat on Schiff's show trial committee tells the audience, hearsay can be better evidence than direct. I mean, this is just absolutely amazing. Democrat Representative Mike Quigley is out there selling the idea that hearsay evidence is actually much better evidence than direct factual evidence. That's ridiculous. Hearsay evidence it's not admissible in court. And they're out there basically trying to bolster all of this hearsay evidence and rumor and innuendo by saying, well, you know, this could be really, really good stuff. And we should be paying attention to it here. Now, Rush Limbaugh basically described the hearings as a snoozer and said that basically the Democrats are just showing boring impeachment show starring self-important deep state nerds. And they are. They're getting an ego thrill out of this. There was this video of Adam Schiff mugging for the cameras. He loves having his picture taken. Apparently, Ukrainian officials are now speaking out, saying that Schiff's upcoming special witness, Lev Parnas, is a complete liar about U.S. aid to Ukraine, that he cannot be trusted. Going to use him anyway. Mitch McConnell is saying that the Senate will not quickly dismiss articles of impeachment against Trump. We'll have to have a trial. And I'm sure from McConnell's point of view, it's not wishing to look like they're covering up for the president. But again, during yesterday's hearing, one of the Democrats was asked, what actual crimes has Trump committed? And he had no answer. Their entire case is Trump is bad, Trump is bad, Trump is bad. Take our word for it. You will be glad when we kick him out. Shameful, shameful behavior. Okay, Michael Avenetti is hit with a new fraud charge after being accused of attempting to extort $20 million from Nike by threatening to publicize the claim that the firm secretly paid college basketball stars. They're all crooks. You know, it's time to just admit it. We are being run by a government that is an organized crime gang. Now, Levin, talking about the impeachment hearings, is saying Swalwell doesn't know what he's talking about. Tucker Carlson is out there saying the Democrats have no actual plan for anything. They're just thrashing around with this orchestrated media smear against President Trump. And the goal here is to convince the American people that even though he hasn't actually done anything wrong, that Trump is bad and should be removed just because the Democrats say he's bad. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our program here. And George Conway, who's the husband of Kellyanne Conway, went on MSNBC to trash Trump and the GOP. And the corporate media is just going along with this. Oh, yes, if you've got something bad to say about Trump and the GOP, we'll give you all the airtime that you want. Now, here's an interesting little story. I hope it goes someplace, maybe not. But apparently there's been a large cache of confidential foreign documents that was just leaked that implicate Joe Biden, George Soros, Hillary Clinton, and Joseph Misfud's collusion and possible criminal activity in Ukraine. Like I said, they're all crooks. They are all crooks out there. Absolutely. All right. Leaked bank records confirm Burisma Biden payments went into a Morgan Stanley account, and apparently they were sent to Rosemont Seneca Bohai LLC, which is a corporation controlled by Hunter Biden. Partner and fellow former Burisma board member, Devin Archer. So it's, again, one of the really annoying, angering, frustrating things about this whole impeachment thing is how they're always accusing Donald Trump of committing the crimes that the Democrats have. Psychiatrists call that projection. Oh, he's bad. He's bad. He's bad. Apparently, Adam Schiff has a friend who so far has not been named, but apparently he was just arrested for allegedly asking a 9-year-old girl to send him sexually explicit photos. That rates a big ew. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Joe in Alaska. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was talking about the underwater volcanic activity being a driver of global climate change.
Yes.
I'm going to pull up a page here from my phone browser. Using DuckDuckGo, I searched Antarctic volcanic activity.
Yes.
Let me just read a couple of these headlines. Guardian.com, scientists discover 91 volcanoes below Antarctic ice sheet.
Yes.
Live Science. Hidden volcanoes melt Antarctic glaciers from below. And these are all 2017, 2018 stories.
Yes.
Independent CO, active volcano discovered beneath Antarctic ice sheet could, .. massive Antarctic volcanoes eruptions linked to abrupt, .. That's FizzOrg. Antarctic glaciers.org is volcanic activity contributing to the .. Now, all those .. of course, climate change. And you check any one of these articles, massive heat source just discovered under Antarctica. This is Forbes.com.
Yes.
On and on and on, one after the other. Just try it. And take your pick, you know, pick your flavor. JPL, Science News for Students, Wikipedia.org even, a list of volcanoes of the Antarctic
yes.
plate. Yeah, it's all right there. Anybody, just open your eyes. Like I said, I'm not very popular around Nome. but anyway, so add that to your arsenal to fight the, you know, the carbon tax baloney nonsense.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
well, you have a nice day.
As the technology improves, they are finding there are a lot more active volcanoes on the floors of the world's ocean. And I think it was only a few years ago where they found 31 active volcanoes off the coast of New Zealand, right in the area where the El Nino warming current emerges. Remember all the times they said, well, El Nino was the fault of human activity. No, it isn't. There are volcanoes down there. They're pouring out this immense amount of heat.
Yeah. For sure. I'm more interested in what the Earth is doing than what the people are doing. And furthermore, you mentioned, was it yesterday, photosynthesis on Mars?
Well, I mean, you know, Curiosity has discovered that the level of atmospheric oxygen rises and falls over the course of a Martian year. And the scientists are saying, we have no idea of any process that could lead to this behavior. And my response to that is, yeah, there's a process. It's called photosynthesis. But there definitely seems to be this institutional directive, if you will, to not acknowledge there is life on Mars. And Dr. Gilbert Levin and I, you know, banged into it back in 1976. There have been other indications by the various rovers of things that look like life. And we'll get out these reports. Could be, maybe once in the past, yeah, but we're not really sure. And I sort of have to wonder if NASA is under pressure from the government to not acknowledge there's life out there, because we might decide to drop all of our weapons, stop killing each other, and unite together to go find out what's out there. And it wouldn't be the first time in history that something like that happened. When Marco Polo came back from the Orient, he got thrown in a dungeon because the church was absolutely terrified that news of an advanced civilization to the east that had never even heard of Jesus would undermine the authority of the church.
Well, yeah. As above, so below. How about it, bro? Get the Pope to check his scope. I bet it's no. You know, it's been real and it's fun, but I really got a blow.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, to paraphrase the movie title, it looks like this is the impeachment too far. Bridge too far. I just hope. I mean, the smart move for the Democrat is to cut their losses right now, because it's only going to get worse and worse for them. And I don't think they're going to vote to impeach him, because after watching day one and knowing what's ahead as far as information on Biden and CrowdStrike and Kerry Jr. and Hines Jr., that we're all in this thing with the Biden Jr. It's the rape of Ukraine by the juniors, you know, all these connected sons of politicians and rich dudes use the State Department and the vice president and the Obama administration to pressure this company. And then next thing you know, they hired all these juniors, and the whole thing went away. All the investigations in the company went away. I mean, it's really cut and dry criminal.
Yes.
And, boy, to have this come out in the Senate where the media can't keep a lid on it, I'm hoping they impeach Trump, because to go to the Senate, you know it's going to be wall-to-wall coverage, and the media is not going to be able to just have their, you know, group of people at a table telling us how bad Trump is. The American people will see for themselves, and Trump will be able to enter all this into evidence. And at a Senate trial, he'll be able to bring in the whistleblower, Eric Chlamydia, and we'll get the chance to hear about how he worked for Brennan and how he was involved in the Biden Ukraine things and the probably up to his neck in the corruption and the money. So, you know, this is just wonderful. And, you know, I see Pelosi on TV, and I'm just like, please don't pull the plug on this. This is the best thing for Republicans that are Trumpians, I should say, in years. And the free publicity and the fact that we can just going to do an end run around the control of the mainstream media is just absolutely priceless. The more the American people see people like Schiff and that sleazy MSC lawyer and Swalwell and the group, and they see these State Department stooges. I mean, these guys didn't even know about Ukraine. I mean, that ambassador was a complete moron. I thought Mueller was bad. He's even worse than Mueller. But you know how I knew that it was going to be a disaster, besides the fact that all the facts are on Trump's side, was when the therapy dogs arrived for the leftists in D.C. You know, it kind of reminded me, hey, come on now, be quiet. When the therapy dogs arrived, it was kind of reminding me of Hillary when she canceled the fireworks before the election. You know, it was it was a very similar thing. I mean, why are they bringing therapy dogs in for snowflakes, you know, before the hearings even started? So that was a big indicator that things were going to go bad for the Democrats. And they're only going to get worse, and that's the beauty of it all. It's going to get worse from here. And I'm really proud of the Republican congressmen, because so many times I've seen them roll over, especially when Obama was president. They really rolled over anytime there was a hearing. They took dives. It was just ridiculous. But these guys are fighters now, and I really appreciate that. And we'll see what happens in the Senate. Most senators, you know, especially from red states, they're going to have to protect the president. And the other thing, even though there's a lot of rhinos and neocon senators, the evidence is just so like bizarre of what the Democrats are going to present to the Senate that they really should be embarrassed to present it.
Well, obviously, as we've already learned by now, they're not embarrassed about presenting any ridiculous story in the impeachment circus. And, of course, Adam Schiff is making sure that only the Democratic point of view is being talked about. He's blocking all the GOP witnesses. He's preventing the GOP from asking questions of the witnesses. It's a totally one-sided kangaroo court.
Well, that's because his case is so bad. If they bring the whistleblower in and the American people get to take a look at him, maybe people in Brooklyn and Washington will believe this guy. But other than that, middle America and anybody with half a brain are going to, you know, the problem is that so many people, even with brains, are been brainwashed by the mainstream media. But then that's the beauty of these hearings, is that there's going to be no mainstream media to cushion the impact of the truth. You know,
I'm afraid you're wrong about that one. I mean, the Democrats are counting on the fact that most Americans, because they have day jobs and everything, they're not actually watching the hearings, whether in the House or in the Senate. And therefore, whatever the corporate media tells them happened, they're going to just say, OK, well, I guess that's what happened.
Well, I think, like I said, I mean, if this was like the 9/11 truth thing and I could get it in front of a Senate committee and get all networks to cover it, and CNN and MSN, even if it's on during the daytime, imagine what we could have done, talking about Building 7 and talking about, you know, how the buildings exploded and, you know, the passports and all the other stuff about 9/11. Same way with JFK, Vince Foster, all these big scandals. Just to have the ability to be able to project your message without the spin of the mainstream media is priceless.
Okay, I'm going to have to put you on hold, Joe. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Joe in Tennessee. And Joe, unfortunately, the lesson of history has been that it doesn't matter how much evidence surfaces to the contrary, the official story remains the official story. Kennedy was killed by Lee Harvey Oswald. Vince Foster committed suicide. And those who stand up and say, look, this doesn't make sense, they get attacked. Their lives get destroyed.
No, I agree. I mean, it's if you're a whistleblower, you don't have Adam Schiff protecting you if you're whistleblowing against the crimes of the deep state. But the beauty of what you're seeing is that the awareness now, the fact that like 5 years ago, if you brought up the even mentioned the deep state, people would say, oh, yeah, tinfoil hat, blah, blah, blah. And that's what I've always said, the beauty of Trump. I know people are mad at him for this and that, but the awareness of the deep state now and is like, it's thick. Everybody, it's entering the consciousness of the American people. I mean, you know, it's so invaluable. And to watch State Department hacks and on TV with that, like I said, after they do their spiel, it goes to CNN, and then people will hear these deep state hacks, like, lie right to what, to tell them what they just saw, and they'll say, well, wait a minute, that's not what I saw. And they'll say, well, they're liars, too. And then they're going to become aware of the media being deep state hacks. So my whole thing about this is, even I look at Trump like a great champion, but what I'm rooting for is the awareness for the American people that we live under the rule of a secret government and what they've done with 9/11 and JFK. That might come later, but you have to basically break the bond of the people between them and this deep state and the media in particular. And the media has said, oh, ever since Trump became president, Trump's really got the media out on a ledge. I mean, they're out on a limb defending the deep state. They're showing that they are totally in the corner. 95% of their coverage is pro-deep state, anti-Trump.
Yes.
So it's wonderful. Even Fox, people are going to One American News now, and that's good too. So, you know, I'm really enjoying this, and I hope it, like I said, I hope it does go to a trial in the Senate, but I know it won't. The Democrats will not allow, there's no way they're going to let there be a fair trial in the Senate. And that's what it'll have to be, because Trump will be able to call witnesses there. So they're going to figure out a way to pull the plug on this and not go to impeachment. Mark my words, I hope they do, because I would love to see the trial in the Senate. But, you know, it's just like they did away with the House Judiciary hearings, because that was such a disaster for them. And now they're doing it, you know, in the Intelligence Committee, because Nadler and all those goofballs, Sheila Jackson Lee and all those, were just so antithema to American values. So it's just really good to see. And then the interesting thing is, here you go with the school shooting, to take the whole thing off the front pages, because it was such a disaster. I mean, these State Department clowns was such a, you know that if it was a disaster for Trump, it'd be there. That's all they'd be talking about today, but they're barely talking about it. So that tells you something right there. But once again, you know, I think by the time this is over, a lot of Democrats, lefties, are going to need therapy dogs, and they're going to, you know, they're going to need them for real, you know. So,
yeah.
One other good thing I think is good is Trump's putting up a wall cam so you can watch the wall being built, and I think that's a great tactic. I think it's good for people to see the progress going. That was a big fight, and he had to, you know, twist arms to get money and go to court, but it looks like the wall is being built. It won't be built by the end, by the time of the election, but there's definitely a lot of progress going on. So it'll be good to check in on the wall cam once in a while. See?
All right. Well, listen, Joe, thank you very much for for the phone call here. We're going to start with Don in Arizona, but Don, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, your friend there, Joe from Tennessee, stole my thunder, Mike. I was going to say exactly the same thing that he said. They can't. I don't think, and in fact, I'll predict also that they will not. The Democrats are not going to vote for impeachment. The only way they can even make a sham out of it is that in the House, the Republicans can't even call witnesses. Period. They can. He's letting them ask questions. If it went to the Senate, no matter what, I guess, whatever committee it is, the Republicans can call witnesses. They're going to call Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. They're going to call the whistleblower. That's why they can't. They're not. What they'll do is they'll just say they can censure him. They can vote for some kind of a slap on the wrist that falls short of impeachment. There's a couple things they can do. I think censure or something like that. That way they. What?
Censure.
Yeah, censure. I predict that's what they'll do. They're not going to impeach and let it go to the Senate, because they'll have a TV show in the Senate that makes sense. This TV show they got here doesn't make any sense. And
no, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. Okay, Don, I'm going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go back to the phones here. Boy, the phone lines are just loading up here right now. Ken in Savannah, Georgia. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yes, Ken in Savannah. And I wanted to just say a couple things quick. First, yesterday you were saying that medicine they had, John, had you so sick. And when I was watching those shows, you looked horrible. But I'm not kidding you, man. I mean this. You look like that medicine after you got off it. You look younger than I can remember ever seeing you in a while. It reversed your age, man.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean...
you look great.
Well, I feel a lot better, you know, and I'm just... These days, I'm just doing vitamins.
That's good. I'm glad to
and
hear
Extendivite.
That.
I'm doing the Extendivite.
All right. Mike, this is the question I got for you. All these players in this impeachment of Trump, how many of them can you trace back that were involved like in 9/11, the 9/11 investigation, the bank, you know, the bank bailout, and right up through the election and all that? The people that seem to have, when they were committing crimes, they got to move into better positions that...
Yes.
This octopus thing they created. What would be the names that you'd run by? Because I want to know them to passed to somebody, and I'm going to shut up and listen.
Well, I don't really have the names here. Somebody needs to basically come up with a flow chart that links all of these names back to everything that they've ever done, and that we get an idea of just how ubiquitous the deep state really has become. But it's going to be a monstrous project. The more we learn, the more we come to understand that all of these players in the deep state, they've all been involved in all kinds of stuff in the past. Scandals.
Was it like Comey? It seems like he was involved in 9/11, and now he's,
yes,
you know, on this Trump stuff and Mueller and these FBI directors and CIA directors, and it's like this, they've had like a 20-year run.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
No.
I was looking at a message I was getting from the control room.
Ah.
Okay. So anything else?
No, that's just it. I was hoping, because I'm trying to prove something to somebody. You know how it is. They're in complete denial, and they really listen to the mainstream media, and they believe all this stuff. And it's really hard to get them to open up their eyes. But I've been telling everybody, every time I run into anybody, I always tell them to look at All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. And that does open up, you know, gets people thinking at least.
Yeah, that's one of the most popular posts we ever did here. Generally, when I come up to somebody who's part of the great brainwashed for the corporate media, the first thing I'll say is, do you really think Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons?
Yeah.
They really don't have an answer for that one.
Mike, I seen this hilarious thing on YouTube the other night, and it's hardly got anybody that's watched it. And believe it or not, it's Syria put out a public service announcement. They made two videos for, power outages. And people, and they're funny as anything. And it's this guy and his wife, and they're sitting in their apartment, and one, and they're sweating, and the power comes back on, they run around, and those people were living, the house that my wife said, wow, they're living in a beautiful place. And this was for the general population to consume about, you know, we got power outages because of this war. And people in this country don't realize that Syria was, you know, it was a beautiful country, and the people had a pretty standard of living, and we destroyed the place. It's crazy.
And now we're not going to let them have the oil with which to pay for reconstruction. I mean, all of these countries the United States has invaded. Before the invasion, they were beautiful places, great architecture, good lifestyle. The population was happy. And the United States goes on in and says, oh, no, we're going to bring you democracy here, or we're going to fight ISIS, or we're going to get that evil Assad for gassing you all. And, when they get done, the place is a wreck.
Unbelievable. I got actually one quick question, and then I'll quit. And that is, I'm looking at that airport up in Turkestan, I think it is. It looks like a big giant bird in that city they built up there. What is that all about? And is America involved in that place too? Or is that Russia's place?
I think that tends to be more the Russian sphere of influence.
Okay, because I'd heard crazy stories that city was built and it was going to be eventually like the New World Order's capital, and all the people and the rats leave the ship, they're going to go all head there, because I guess that place is pretty empty and it's just waiting to be occupied.
Well, I think that if they pull off the New World Order, One World Government, it's more than likely going to be located in Jerusalem.
Yeah. It's such a hot spot, though. I don't know if I want to be there. But thanks a lot, Mike. And I'm going to send you a little check in the mail. You got a hard address, like a P.O. box?
Yes, I do. If you go to the donations link on the main page, it'll give you the P.O. box here in Santa Claus.
Okay, super. I'm going to send you a donation. That's a promise. And
I'll give you a little story in there, because I talked to you a long time ago. I was born at the Quincy City Hospital in June of 1952. So you and me are like almost blood brothers.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for the donation. Thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Mike. I have a couple of things on my mind today. The first one, what prompted me to call, you was talking about Adam Schiff and his so-called friend that got caught, you know, wanting to get pictures from an underage girl. I was wondering if you knew who Ed Buck was, if you remember
that
name.
I've heard the name before. Yeah, I've heard the name.
Okay, Ed Buck was a high-level Democrat donor that got caught with dead people in his, I call it his little sex mansion. He was throwing methamphetamine fueled. Okay, so guess who's tied with this Ed Buck and was at his little sex palace with this methamphetamine sex palace? None other than Adam Schiff. Go figure. You know what I mean? Where they're dressing up as Egyptian gods and having methamphetamine gay sex with these black people. But it just never stops. Like, this it never stops. The other thing I wanted to ask, I haven't heard, I've been trying to listen. Has the jury, I know they were in deliberation about Roger Stone. I'm pretty sure they're going to find him guilty because it's a kangaroo court. But have you heard if they had a verdict come back on him?
No, not yet, but it's imminent. And, you know, they're basically going to throw him in jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah. I think, and the only crime that he had or had committed was, you know, backing Donald Trump. I mean, you know, that goes to show you none of us are safe here. None of us.
Yes.
Absolutely none of us. But that's all I had for you. I wanted to draw a connection with Ed Buck and Adam Schiff. I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't know who Ed Buck was or there's a connection with Adam Schiff there, that Adam Schiff has been in his little sex palace. But, I mean, just go show you more corruption. But that's all I have for you, sir.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I wonder if that's why his eyes look the way that they do. And we're going to let you go and switch over to Tom in Indiana. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I heard a pundit on TV the other day that said if they have a trial in the Senate, all the senators have to come and they have to sit there for 6 hours and watch the Senate. Watch the trial, because they're all going to be jurors. And once they're jurors, they cannot leave, and they can't go. They have to be there for 6 hours every day. And just think, if you're running for president and you're in the Senate, you can't leave. You got to be there. And then when you leave to go campaign, you can't go very far, and you can't talk about impeachment because you're part of the jury. So it kind of screws all the people that are running for president that are senators right now. If they go,
yes.
If they go to the Senate, I mean, if the trial goes to the Senate, and it helps people like Hillary Clinton because she can campaign, and Buttigieg and anybody else that isn't a senator, that'll give them a heads up on all that, anyway, it'll give them a head start on everything. I just didn't know if you had mentioned that at all, but I just wanted to throw that in there.
Well, no, I hadn't mentioned it because I really hadn't thought about it. But you're absolutely right. A prolonged impeachment trial in the Senate is going to seriously interfere with some of the campaigns. And this may be a motive for the Senate to basically, get this thing over with as quickly as they can.
I think not. I think that the Republicans in the Senate would like to see it go there because they'd like to have these people all dragged out, and then they'd have the worst candidates out there running, and it'd make everybody look real bad. So that's just what I thought. So anyway, I'm going to let you go.
I find myself in agreement with that earlier caller who said that the Democrats are going to find some way to not have this go to the Senate. Because it is far from certain that the Senate would vote to remove. And I'm sure the senators are watching the proceedings in the House and realizing what a joke this is.
And I got a Jim Jordan flag in my front yard. I'm one of his big fans. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. Thanks a lot, and thank you for being in Indiana.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call here. The phone lines are now open again, 800-313-9443. We had some people who'd called in and held for a while and then dropped out because we were taking so long on this. Okay, let's turn to the international news here. Things are really heating up over in Israel and Gaza. And again, we're seeing the bias toward Israel from the media, from all these institutions, including the United Nations. The United Nations is condemning the rockets fired from Gaza. Has nothing to say about the deadly Israel airstrikes. There have been something like 50 of them so far that have killed 24, injured 69 over the past 2 days, along with the damage there. Always going to be the Israel's point of view. Okay, getting on back up here. And now the media, in describing what's going on in Gaza, is using very loaded terms like pinpoint strike, targeted killing, to sell you the idea that all the people who are being killed by Gaza were legitimate targets, bad people. They deserve to get killed. And it's a lie, of course. Israel's just bombing for the sake of bombing. And apparently, as in one example, 3 children were killed as Israel escalates the Gaza attacks. Apparently, in another incident, Israel kills 8 members of the same family in Gaza. Doesn't sound pinpoint to me. Doesn't sound targeted to me. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here to Sebastian in Sweden. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. I was hearing you the other day. You're talking about the situation in Sweden, and I can tell you today it's not very good. It's all the bombings in Sweden is compared to Afghanistan today. Sweden is the most, we have the most bombings of any Western industrialized country. It's almost one every 2 or 3 days. Most of them in the city of Malmö.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really bad. And now we've started getting, they're called humiliation robberies. Which they do is a gang of 10 gets around a guy about 18 and robs everything but his underwear. And it happened, 2 of them was just yesterday. One was in Gothenburg and the other one was outside Stockholm. And the guy in Gothenburg, they cut off his ear after they robbed him. And also in Gothenburg, and also in Boston, I don't know, maybe he thought he was Van Gogh or something. No, it's no joking, but and also in Gothenburg, it was a guy who smashed the jaw of a light rail driver for the streetcars in Gothenburg. And all of these robberies and rapes, they're coming from 95% foreigners, all foreigners, like the ones that have been here for years and years, they're moving out of Malmö, moving away from the city now. The third generation foreigners, you know, been here, living here a long time. So it's getting worse for every, you know, we'll see. And they're expecting that there could be some really dramatic bombing here around Christmas. Because the Swedish, equivalent to CIA or something, you know, they said that there could be 3,000 ISIS people here that shouldn't be here. And that's a lot. You know, I mean, these are real terrorists, you know. But if Sweden brings them in, the liberal government brings them in, even though that the security police doesn't like it at all. But it's nothing we can do. We don't have to do anything because we have Greta Thunberg. So everything is happy, you know. I mean, it's terrible.
It really is. And Sweden, like so many of these other countries, used to be a very beautiful place. And the immigrants flood on in. Again, the quality of life goes downhill. And Sweden's government, of course, is very, very liberal. In fact, Grand Tour, which is the Amazon version of Top Gear, did an episode up there in Sweden. And Jeremy Clarkson was out there just ragging on them for some of the stupid decisions the government was making.
Yeah, I know. The BBC was up here a few days ago. They were doing some sort of, and they said that it's worse, and they even admit it, and that's really weird for mainstream media, BBC.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to the news here, we're talking about what's going on over in Israel and Gaza. And Israel has basically cranked up their propaganda machine to try and justify the fact that they're killing a lot of kids. And that's a tough sell, I think, for pretty much anybody. It almost seems like, you know, well, it's their fault for standing next to somebody we wanted to kill. Or, hey, they're just going to grow up to be terrorists anyway. Now, there's a video that came on out, and I'm sure that Israel did not want it to come on out, but basically it shows Israeli forces attacking a CNN reporter and his crew at the Gaza fence. Just attacking him. Meanwhile, once again, this is becoming a daily occurrence, hundreds of Israel settlers raid the Al-Aqsa Mosque, protected by the Israeli police. And today, apparently, 244 Israelis raided Al-Aqsa Mosque, and basically, they go on in and perform Talmudic rituals in this Islamic mosque. Okay, we're going to take another phone call here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm in my car. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Good, good. Listen, I'm calling in response to the gentleman that just called from Sweden. And you wonder how, of course, the Israelis founded on ethnic cleansing, founded on massacres and rapes of ethnic cleansing, continual for the last 70 years. But how they have a wall, and it's okay for them to have a wall, but nobody else can have their ethnic identity except the chosen Jewish supremacists that seem to run the entire goddamn world. So I'm thinking about what can be done to reverse this horrible situation in Sweden. And I'm thinking while this gentleman is talking about it, and the only way to do it would be to completely mobilize all the reserves, all their equivalent of the National Guard, mobilize all their shipping, like on a World War II type basis, go down, arm them, go through and literally re-ethnic cleanse the people who are trying to ethnic cleanse them in their own country. And I can't see another way out of that for Sweden or for a lot of these countries. And I just, what do you think about that, Mike?
Well, you know, I'm opposed to trying to solve everybody's problems with a gun. But at this point, Israel is behaving very badly. Israel, everybody's seeing what's going on here. And my concern is that as we get into the holidays like Thanksgiving, we're going to see Israel escalate the situation to the point where they may simply go on in and scrape out Gaza and say, this is now part of Israel again.
Yeah, I'm talking about Sweden, though, Mike. I'm not talking about
Israel. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm talking about how are they going to reverse this horrible rape, beating, humiliation, taking over their cities by a bunch of people. Can you hold me?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over the station identification. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.